Hello. So I thought I'd record an episode of Confessions of a Naughty Housewife. Oh, where do I begin? I've been on this, what feels like an eternal hunt for the elusive unicorn, at least in the world of hot wifing, where I am the vixen and my husband's a stag, looking for that perfect playmate. I drew up my little checklist. I knew that I wanted someone that was adventurous and playful, who knew how to verbalize fantasies and want to make them come true. Someone who was single, and at our age, I mean divorced, which means he could host, living on his own, perhaps 1 week on, 1 week off, whatever the arrangements might be, but I was tired of chatting with married men who were sneaking and hiding and not very flexible in their time or their imagination. Over the last almost 2 years, I've chatted with a lot of men. I've met up with a few. And the amount of neglect that is done to these men who are committed, but just searching, yearning, it added up to them having very good intentions. And with some, the physical or sexual chemistry was amazing. But it rarely went past one or two meets. So I found myself yet again on Ashley Madison, hunting, searching, seeking for a profile that would jump out at me. And you know, the profiles that have pictures have no write-ups. They lead with their physical appearance. And it makes me wonder if they would have the other boxes on my list. Witty, intellectual, a little sarcastic, talkative, open and honest, flirty. But you can't tell that from a blank profile. So I sent off my winks. My winks and my smiles with no response. And then there's the ones that have full profiles, but no pictures. And that feels so risky. But I still pushed wink. Still sent my hellos. And nothing. It's like fishing. You put out a few casts, throw out a few casts and change up your lures. But after a couple days, I put my profile back on hide and just don't have the time or the energy. But the other night I decided to turn it back on and just read the profiles. Some of them make me laugh out loud. Some of them make me sad. The sense, the desperation. The sadness, the loneliness that comes out in some of these profiles. But some make me belly laugh. And I'll venture into the United States and outside of my geographical area just to read a good profile. And all of a sudden, that little blue dot beside the word messages, beside the little envelope, it lights up. So I click on it, and there is Zorro, you know, the masked man from all those adventure movies and TV shows of long ago. Long ago meaning my childhood. So I answered him, and within 4 or 5 messages, he asked if I'd like his phone number and could we chat on the telephone. Now, anyone who knows me or my Reddit profile knows that audio is one of my interests. It's one of my hobbies to record and to listen to accents and languages. I love the expression and intonation and people's voices and the way they pronounce words that sometimes give me a clue from where they're from. Now, I know this guy was local, and so I accepted his invitation. And I called him. And the banter, the conversation just flowed. So much laughter. I laughed out loud. I think I snorted. I even swore, which I love to do, but usually not as part of a first impression. But it just felt so comfortable, like I'd known this person. And their voice was so soothing, yet interesting. And next thing you know, we both reveal that we're quite available, very last minute, and on a very rare occasion. He's heading out of town the next day or so, and I happen to have an empty home with no plans and no one to answer to. And have you ever had one of those moments where the stars aligned and you had a choice to be safe or impulsive? Well, when put in those situations, I always lean, and I lean hard, into the impulsive. I get excited by the nervousness that comes over me knowing I'm meeting a total stranger. I mean, I had his name and occupation and knew, you know, approximately where he lived and worked. That is, if the stranger was telling me the truth. But it was nice. He was different. He set my fears to rest and offered words and information that just settled my nerves, and I really started to get excited. And we picked a location that was kind of central between the two of us to meet in a somewhat public place to park our cars. I arrived first, anxious, checking my hair, applying lip balm, looking out my rearview mirror for his vehicle to pull up behind mine. The excitement building inside me, you know, those nervous butterflies that rise and fall from your tummy and into your chest that make you catch your breath, hold your breath, anticipate, and wait. And then you see the headlights. You know, you almost get giddy. He gets out of his truck. I get out of my vehicle. And we meet at the front. We lean up against one of the vehicles and just begin some idle conversations, some chit-chat, some basic hellos, greetings, checking each other out from head to toe. Now, this is at approximately 10 or 10:30 at night, dusk, the sun is set, and it's just starting to get black, pitch black, but the moon and the stars offer enough light that we can both see that we're both physically attracted to each other. He's quite handsome. And he comments both about how beautiful I am, but also how he thought I looked quite cute. I scooted my body up a little closer to his, brushed arms and leaned shoulders into each other, and our hands found each other, and not held hands, but more like played with our fingers, and our fingertips kind of roamed and explored. And then we leaned in for the first kiss, and it was very gentle, hesitant, nice, but a little more hesitant, careful. it was quite different from any of the other encounters that I have had. And I liked it. I leaned into it. And I decided that I would put a little more pressure into my kisses to see how he'd react. And oh, did he follow? He followed with wonderful, wonderful ways of reading my body cues, my body's language. And I decided that if I was going to be impulsive that night, I was going to be extra impulsive. And I was going to take advantage of the evening and the situation. And I asked him if he would like to sit with me in my back seat of my vehicle. So I scooted in first, and him right behind. And again, we sat a little distant. I wanted to take a few moments to get to know this stranger and really look into his eyes. And once again, our fingertips met. We kind of played with them and explored each other's hands. I have quite a hand fetish. So these few moments were very nice. I could tell that his hands were soft and strong. And we decided to lean into each other and, well, we began to neck. Our hands were roaming. And the kisses started off soft and became a bit more quick-paced. Not frantic, but enjoyable and excited. The excitement was almost palpable in the air. The temperature rose within the body of my vehicle, and the windows fogged up as we began to caress and stroke each other, and our hands each roamed to those nice knotty bits. You know those parts, the parts that grow hard and swell, the parts that grow warm when aroused. He was more daring than I, and his hand unbuttoned my jeans and unzipped them a bit so that he could go and caress my inner thigh and along my pretty silk. No, I wasn't wearing silk. What was I wearing? Funny how your mind forgets certain details. It was more like a mesh, a thong. It was pink. As I ran out of the house, I remember thinking that if I was going to be impulsive, and if it was going to go as far as I thought and hoped and wanted, you just never know, that I would put on my sexy floral bra with my sexy little pink thong. But then I covered it up with a pair of basic blue jeans and a hooded long sleeve but thin shirt. And I threw a little blue jean jacket on. And so all of that came off quite quickly. Well, the jacket, as he undid the pants. I pulled the shirt up a little bit, made sure to give him full access through my right leg, up over his left leg as we sat side by side in the back seat. Oh, I invited him. I invited his hands to explore, and they did. They went under that thong, brazen and confident. Characteristics that I really like. Someone who can bring that out on the very first meet. Because I can't, sometimes. But I followed his lead. My hands caressed his thigh and over his growing bulge and his jeans. He undid his belt, his buckle, and his button of his jeans so that I too could explore underneath. As his fingers found my sensitive, warm clit. Oh, he started off gentle, rubbing it, teasing it, reaching down with what I can assume was his middle finger so that he can dip into my wetness and come back up and rub my clit. He paid lots of attention to my clit, making sure that I can feel the heat rising up inside my body, getting more and more aroused. You see, hands are so important to me. I don't even think I had shared that with him, the very little that we had actually talked. But his hands, they knew exactly what to do. And at that point, I was just enjoying the kissing, the necking that went from fast to slow and then fast again. And next thing I know, I was taking off my shoes and my jeans and pushing that thong aside. He asked if the seats reclined back. And at first, I thought he was asking so that I would lay back. But then I decided to take charge and give him a turn, and I told him to lay his back so that I could explore what was underneath his pants, underneath his underwear, and witness it grow hard in my hands. I stroked him, decided to take a taste. Oh, and there was a little pre-cum. Slick, a little sweet, a little salty, which is something he shared as a tease and a flirt a little bit earlier. And he was right. Oh, I let my mouth devour his cock. I love giving blowjobs. I love men who enjoy letting me give them blowjobs. And he really seemed to enjoy. I would bring him close, what I thought was perhaps to the brink for him. I'd feel his body tense. And he softly played with my hair and ran his fingers kind of along my neck or my shoulders. And then I decided to go a little deeper, to deep throat him and go faster and see how close I could get him. And in that moment, oh, something came over him, and he grabbed the back of my hair, decided to guide my head up and down and take more control as what really felt like he was fucking my mouth. I would stop and catch my breath and look up and smile at him. Just use my eyes to show him that I was enjoying myself, but I wanted to pace myself, pace him, enjoy this for much, much longer. I went up and kissed him, and the kissing got more excited and frantic, and his hands began to roam again, and his fingers. Oh, his fingers went past the clit this time and then into my warmth. Was amazing. So I reclined my seat. Oh, the feeling of his fingers just filling me up. Oh, that first thrust of fingers, it feels amazing. Oh, this heat just rises up along my spine, and oh, it sends shivers and tingles, and I can feel myself grow flush. And I kind of arch my back a little, spread my legs to show him that I was enjoying everything he did. So he kind of scooted, as uncomfortably squished as the back seat of my vehicle was. He scooted down onto his knees and placed his head down closer to my stomach. I could feel his breath warm as he got himself into a position that he could crook his neck and get in there and find my clit with his tongue. He licked it. He flicked it. He played with it. He sucked it. All while fingering me a little faster and faster. And then he did this Oh, this vibrating motion, this quick side to side as he fucked me with his fingers faster and faster. And oh, I couldn't catch my breath and I moaned. Oh, did I moan? The privacy of the vehicle in the middle of nowhere in this big open parking lot. Oh, I just cried out. I moaned louder. I remember it so vividly, coaxing him, encouraging him, telling him not to stop, getting so close and then feeling myself tighten up, clench around his fingers, and oh, he did that vibrating motion again that just, oh, it hit the right spot. My legs shook. And I grew even wetter. I grabbed and caressed my own breast, pulling at it, pinching it, holding on to it, holding my breath. Oh, just riding that wave of deliciousness. It was so hot in the vehicle. My hair was wet. The sweat is dripping. He got me so hot. It was wonderful. And then when I came down from my blissful, wonderful orgasm, he commented how I owed him an orgasm. Oh, and I said, no problem. Taking his cock back into my mouth. Stopping to admit to him that I adored doing cock worship. And with his permission, I would just like to look and take in the beautiful shape of his cock. Run my fingertips up and down the length and around the head. I found the spot that made him tense up and almost jump. And there was a sadistic side of me that loved to see him jump, to see him squirm. I kept finding it and then letting go, caressing and stroking his cock, revisiting it with my mouth. I sucked him off and felt the pre-cum juices swell inside my mouth again. I swirled it around with my tongue. He asked where I'd want him to come, and I said my tits. I wanted him to make a mess all over my stomach, or all over my chest and my breasts. I took the shirt off and removed the bra, placed it on the front seat, realizing how wet it was. Oh, he got my core temp so high, I soaked through my clothes. It didn't help that there wasn't much airflow in that vehicle. Late at night now, the stars out and total pitch black. He assumed the position, started grinding between my legs, and then expressed that he wanted to fuck me, that he didn't just want to jerk off or be jerked off to fruition, that he wanted to be inside me. All along, I knew. I just had that feeling. Have you ever had that feeling when you could almost see what was going to happen, although it was happening so fast? But remember when I was leaving the house, I threw on my blue jean jacket and I made sure to grab a condom, always being safe, always playing by the rules. So I gave him the condom and he put it on. And I let go and let my pussy invite his cock deep, deep inside me. And he just kind of held it there and he just kind of gyrated with his hips. I adjusted my legs, my hands up, very cliche, but they're up against the windows and holding on to the headrest. Oh, and then I laid back down and squirmed. squirmed into a nice lying position, the closest we could get to missionary, with his cock deep inside, and he started to thrust faster, and I opened my eyes a few times, noticed that he too was grabbing onto everything and anything to get leverage, to push harder, and as I felt him fucking me faster and faster, I opened my eyes because I wanted to see that moment of pure bliss upon the guy's face as their orgasm takes over them and as they begin to come. Oh, and his face was wonderful. It contorted and twisted and half a smile, and his whole body jolted and shook. Once, twice, three times, four times I watched him in what could only be the most amazing feeling of release. Oh, and you know, it's in that moment when you realize that you don't even know this stranger who's just given you so much pleasure. A total stranger. Why do stranger encounters turn me on so badly? What is it about the newness and the excitement and the naughtiness? I think that's what it boils down to. The absolute naughtiness, the taboo, not knowing who this person is and letting them ravage your body. There's no emotions, there's no feelings. It is just pure pleasure, a mission to make another person orgasm, a mission to show your talents and your prowess with your sexual feats, the acts that would bring absolute physical joy to someone. And it is, it's a mission, because you don't know them, you don't know their cues, you don't know their likes and dislikes. You just really hone your skills of following their body, listening and looking, and just letting go of all your inhibitions. It's so scary, but so amazing at the exact same time. Knowing that you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, but that everybody wants to do, and there you are in that moment, allowed to do it. Oh, I think I might have found my unicorn. Time will tell. Time will tell if he will play along. Time will tell if he'll respect the arrangement that I'm in. We'll see where the conversations go and the comfort level. We'll see if two strangers can find common ground based on what is just sexual recreation. You know, sexual fun. Casual, with absolutely no strings attached, but a common purpose. Now, will he abide by the rules and stay within our boundaries? That was a first meet to see if I would be physically compatible with him. Would I enjoy his company in that way? Well, he passed with flying colors. But will he now take the challenge and respect the boundaries of Vixen and Stag and the fun that's behind hot wifing, sharing the woman with another man? Oh, it turns my hubby on. He really enjoys my naughtiness, my adventurous side. That side of my personality that is adventurous and wild, that I like to show off, that I'm being naughty, that I like to break conventional stereotypes and rules. I do. He knows my heart is his. We are committed. But we're also committed to live life to the fullest and enjoy our kinks and our fetishes. And this one, we enjoy together. I'm really hoping that my unicorn, my new stranger friend, oh, I'm getting fog-headed from thinking about it. It has fueled one session of touching myself already. And now, as I recounted for the last 31 minutes, my body's hot again. And I can feel my clit calling, wanting me to give it the attention and relive that moment. Those moments, that evening. And I will. And I really do hope that I could see my new friend again. And that he'll play nice. And that pictures and videos will be the proof my husband needs that I really am a naughty housewife.